This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everybody expected last year's success to just pop right off again. It's like, nah, we got to build it up. But I do love that we had some adversity. We had some sudden change moments, especially when Jalen fumbled the one and the defense. We just went out there. We didn't even blink. You know, I just felt like the guys – that's already a great start for me. I know we're going to get things fixed, and the whole goal is to get the win, especially on the road. And so I think we did what we were supposed to do in those moments when we needed to rise up. And, you know, I was very proud of just the resilience we had.
They did what they had to do, and they got a win. Welcome on in, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillow, Elliott in for Hugh today. Of course, Kyle Quinn behind the glass, 215-592-9494. We got some big guests today. Nick Sirianni joins the show next hour. Howard Eskin, Ross Tucker. Good morning, Elliot.
Man, football guys talking about a football game. And we got another one in a few days. So
we do.
It's a beautiful, beautiful week.
And the weather cooled off a little bit, so I feel better getting my pumpkin coffee now.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I do think it should be a rule that once week one starts, like no more temperatures over 80s.
Low
70s. That's what we need right now. Hoodies, light jackets, yep. Pumpkin spice, and football.
We're not going to agree on everything, Dave, but we agree on that. And here's one thing. I'm not sure. We'll see if we agree. But I think I disagree with a lot of what I heard the last couple of days, including myself, because I always feel like the day after the game or right after the game, you're in the emotion of the game, and then you kind of settle
down. Get your 24 hours to say whatever you want.
Right, and that's what WIP is for. And now that that's passed, and now we're more than 24 hours from the game, Elliot, I think the reaction to the game and the win, which I have to remind myself at times, they won that game on Sunday, has been over the top. Like, I on the pregame show on Sunday, I said I thought they could lose this game. I said I thought they would lose the game. I expected a choppy game. I was worried about the coordinator switch and five new players on defense. And now that I kind of removed myself from it, I'm just thinking about the reaction on WIP for the past, you know, 30-something hours. It's been mostly negative. I can't think of a win that people have been this down about in a long time. And I do think that, as a whole, we are overreacting to a win. Look, it's not easy to win road games. Last year, they had a lot of road wins that weren't super impressive, but they did it, right? They beat the Lions in week one. They had a really weird, choppy win against the Cardinals in like week five last year that we kind of forget now.
Yeah.
Those were not good. Well, the Lions were a decent team. The Cardinals were not a good team, but they were road wins in the NFL. And I don't know what the Patriots are. They might be decent. Maybe they're actually pretty good. We'll see as time goes on. But that win on Sunday, it wasn't pretty, but they got the win. And they did have a lot of good things happen that we've just kind of glossed over. I mean, their two defensive tackles played great. Their corners, especially Darius Slay, I mean, made a big play. And they did enough to win the game. So I think the reaction has been over the top. We're talking almost as if they lost the game, Elliot, which they did not do.
So one thing I love, among many, about WIP is we have something no other outlet has, which is the callers. And listening yesterday, one of my favorite days to listen is the day after games, so listen to what all the callers have to say. I agreed with the callers yesterday. Like, now that I'm removed from it, and you're right, when the game first ended on Sunday, I did the Go Birds postgame pod. My initial reaction was, hey, a win's a win's a win. Like, this game is going to count just as much as a win over the Niners or the Bills later on in the year. And as they ultimately fight towards their goal of being the number one seed, this was an important step in that direction. Winning games you're not supposed to win. But then the further away I get from it, and I listen to the callers, and I understand kind of the panic or the disappointment from the performance. Let's look what happened in that game. The Patriots had more yards. They were better on third down. They were better on fourth down. They were better in the red zone. They were better on goal to go. They played better than the Eagles did. The Eagles made a big play on defense, right, and Darius Slay, and that was kind of it. Like, outside of that, the Patriots really outplayed the Eagles in that game. And I agree with you that I thought going into it, it was going to be a tougher game. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect the Patriots to outplay the Eagles. I thought the Eagles would win the game. There'd be moments where you go, all right, this is kind of out of character. But what I think is most concerning about that performance is the reason that it was close were things that I think are big picture concerns. Like, that game to me was close for a couple reasons. One, sloppy play. All training camp, I saw sloppy play out of this team. The moment that continually sticks in my head is the first day of training camp. Nick Sirianni, it was a drill. He yells at the players. He didn't think they were doing it well. Like, sloppy play and penalties are how we're going to lose to bad teams. And it almost happened mm-hmm. week one. Substitution issues, pre-snap penalties. The offensive line was bad. I think that's a major topic that is going to become a bigger topic as the year goes on. And the offense. The offense is the heartbeat of the team. This team is going to go as far as the offense goes. And that was one of the worst offensive performances I have seen with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. They got one touchdown in 11 possessions. That is absolutely worth not feeling good about despite the fact they got the win.
Well, that you're right about that. It probably was their worst offensive performance since 2021. I kind of excuse week 18 last year because Jalen was hurt mm-hmm. and they were just trying to get through the game against the Giants. So if you take that out, it probably was their worst offensive performance since 2021, which is saying something. But here's why I think we're overreacting. I expected this. I mean, I really did. And two new coordinators, five new starters on defense. Fletcher Cox a couple weeks ago said he thought it could take the defense 4 weeks to really gel together as a new unit. So when I take a step back, they did win the game, which is obviously the objective.
Yeah, that's the ultimate positive.
It is the ultimate positive. And I expected choppiness. And, Elliot, part of it is because what you told us all summer, that it was sloppy. So as much as it's frustrating, we're going to talk to Nick Sirianni about an hour from now, 11:15, he'll be on the show, about some of the sloppiness, about the substitution issues, timeouts, and having two new coordinators. I can't lie and tell everyone I'm surprised this happened. I mean, you said it all summer. They look sloppy. So guess what? They were sloppy in game one. Two new coordinators. It didn't look great. And I think we've underestimated how important Shane Steichen was. Now, I'm not saying Brian Johnson can't get there, but I think a little grace period was probably necessary. And game one against Bill Belichick feels like a spot that's difficult.
See,
so when you add it all together, I'm not surprised the way they played. And they got the win.
But to your point, like, this isn't a one-game thing. This is a 6-7 week thing. Like, they've had opportunities to not look sloppy. And I know it was raining and you're on the road. Like, there are mitigating circumstances.
Right.
But ultimately, like, a substitution issue. There was one play on the special teams. They're about to, it's like 4th and 7. The Patriots are about to punt the ball. Reed Blankenship's running off the field. Then he's running back on. They call a timeout. They come back on the field. There's 10 men on the field. Like I understand it's week one and you have new players and stuff. This is supposed to be a Super Bowl caliber team, and they're having substitution issues the first week of the season. And I would also say to the hosts, frankly, not really the callers, because I thought the hosts were the ones saying this mostly, till it's only one game. Well, remember the Phillies when they were 0-5 and everyone said, give it time. Like, it's baseball. They're starting slow. Well, they're getting, like, boat raced in the division, and they're going to make the playoffs, but they might not even be the top wild card. So a team that started the season like the Phillies, where the Phillies, we were all thinking, could go back to the World Series, could compete for division. They started 0-5, and that's mostly who they've been, right? So the Eagles, we can say one game, but that team that we saw on Sunday is not going to be, like, a Super Bowl contender if they play like that or anything close to that.
And to the Phillies' point, I mean, they were supposed to be better than they were last year, and they're tracking to be basically the same team, right?
Yeah.
Like, upper 80s wins, they'll make the playoffs, and then we'll see what happens.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
215-592-9494. But there is one other thing that I think is part of this, Elliot. If it was just the Eagles, like, Super Bowl contending team, or supposed to be, right? Like, top of the odds to win the Super Bowl. If it was just them that looked bad, I think I'd be more concerned. Like, uh-oh, look at all these other teams. But Joe Burrow threw for less than 100 yards. Like, I thought Jalen Hurts played poorly on Sunday by his standards. He outthrew Burrow by like double the yards.
Yeah.
Like, Burrow
yeah.
was horrendous in his first game. The Chiefs lost at home to a good Lions team, but they lost at home to the Lions. And the Buffalo Bills last night, Josh Allen looks like he has no idea what he's doing. I know they went up against a great defense in the Jets, but this happens a lot in week one around the NFL. Now, the Niners avoided that. The Cowboys avoided it. But it does happen a lot in week one. So I understand it's only 1 week, because that does happen in the NFL.
So I think there's some truth to that, but I also think it's a bit of a coping mechanism.
Like, might be.
We saw what we saw. Like, forget what happened in Cincinnati or last night at MetLife. Like, we all saw what the Eagles looked like. And the concerns we talked about throughout the offseason, the coordinators, a lot of people were really upset with Brian Johnson. And I think, by extension, should also be Nick Sirianni on that offensive side of the ball, right? The middle of the field. We talked about how, you know, the linebackers and safeties are a major problem. Well, guess what? Like, the Patriots don't even have good skill position players, and they completely expose the middle of the field. So I think if you're the Bengals, you go, guess what? Joe Burrow's probably not going to throw for 100 yards in every game this year. But I think if you're the Eagles, you could look at and go, the problems that were present on Sunday were problems we saw coming and were problems that we thought could be an issue, and then they were. Whereas with the Bengals and these other teams, it was a bit fluky. Now, Josh Allen looks like he's a turnover machine.
He
so
is.
That might be a long-term issue for them. But I just think, like, the Chiefs, all right, they were missing players. They played a good Lions team. The Eagles probably played the worst of all these teams that we're talking about. So I do look at the Eagles and go that the problems to me that I saw in the win were more concerning than some of the things that happened in the losses for the other teams.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Elliot in for Hugh on this Tuesday. A lot to discuss here. We start with this. Did we overreact? I mean, have we gone over the top with the negative reaction and really just frustrating reaction to a victory for the Eagles? I think we have. Nothing that happened Sunday really surprised me. I thought they could lose. I thought it'd be close. Again, it was only a 3.5-point spread. I know some people just like pretend this stuff doesn't matter, but that game was supposed to be close, even if we didn't want it to be. I'm not surprised. I think we've overreacted. Elliot feels there are real issues there. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. We'll hit all your phone calls, and we'll get to some of our biggest concerns from Sunday. Jaws said something really interesting this morning. It got our attention. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.